Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this edition of A Closer Look from Late Night with Seth Meyers, airing weeknights at 12:35, 11:35 Central on NBC, right after The Tonight Show.
Guys, we're finally here. The presidential election is tomorrow, and the closing stretch of the campaign has been as chaotic as the year and a half that preceded it, with celebrities hitting the trail and the FBI jumping in with another surprise about Hillary's emails. For more on this, it's time for A Closer Look. Of course, both campaigns have been doing everything they can to get their voters to the polls. And for Hillary, that means relying on celebrities to draw eyeballs. She's been campaigning with everyone from LeBron James to Stevie Wonder to Bruce Springsteen. It's like she's gathering photos for a coffee table book called People I'm Not As Cool As. And on Thursday, she held a rally with Bernie Sanders and Pharrell. And Pharrell's attendance led to this classic Hillary Clinton joke attempt.
Are you really... really, really happy that we're here tonight?
I am telling you, if Hillary wins, the toughest transition is going to be from the smooth comic stylings of Barack Obama to her wooden mom jokes. That's right, I'm happy. In fact, I'm so happy, I feel like a room without a roof. And by that, I mean a glass ceiling that has been broken and... I see they're giving me the light, so I should wrap this up. Then, on Friday, Hillary pulled out all the stops holding a Get Out the Vote rally with Jay-Z and Beyonce, who performed with her backup dancers dressed entirely in pantsuits. Of course, seeing the concert's success, Trump's backup dancers tried to steal some of Beyonce's thunder. The Beyonce performance also produced the worst CNN split screen in history.
There are electoral votes by congressional district. That district around Omaha is up for grabs. If he's able to win that district, boom, he's at 270 electoral votes.
In what world is it okay to mute Beyonce so the map guy can run through his data? Does the map guy have somewhere else to be? Because if Beyonce hears about this muting CNN, I'd be on the lookout for woman in yellow carrying bat. But this massive show of support from celebrities seemed to wound the fragile ego of Donald Trump, who literally spent the entire weekend bitching about it.
We don't need Jay-Z to fill up arenas, you know.
I don't need J-Lo. And I don't need John Bon Jovi, nice guy. They're all nice. They're all nice. But I don't need them.
Without Jay-Z and Beyonce and all of these people, we can get stars. We don't need them. That's almost like a form of cheating, right?
I didn't have to bring J-Lo or Jay-Z. The only way she gets anybody. I'm here all by myself. I am here all by myself. Just me. No guitar, no piano, no nothing.
That's right. Trump didn't bring a guitar or a piano, but that's okay. I've got an instrument for you, Donald. The world's smallest violin. Boo-hoo! Of course, to be noted. With your hands, it would be a regular size violin. Now, even more absurd than Trump's whining about the celebrities was how the Trump campaign complained about the language contained in Jay-Z and Beyonce lyrics. Trump's surrogate Scotty Annell Hughes went on CNN and pointed out that a Jay-Z video had images of Molotov cocktails, but she called them something different and so much better.
When you look at Jay-Z, and we talked about this that night, that he might be working on it, but one of his main videos starts off with a crowd throwing Molotov cocktails at the police.
Now, for those of you who don't know, a Mazel Tov cocktail is what you throw at a Jewish wedding if the groom is not a doctor. Congratulations on your union. Now let's burn it down. And yet, at the same time that Trump and his team were complaining about musicians and foul language, he himself campaigned with Ted Nugent, who has repeatedly made racist and anti-Semitic statements, said things about Hillary we can't even repeat here, and who did this on stage at a Trump rally just last night.
I got your blue state right here, baby. Black and blue.
Wait, what? Why are your genitals black and blue? Is it because you keep grabbing them like that? Because you should go see a doctor, like, right away. Although campaigning with crotch grabber Ted Nugent does explain Donald Trump's new slogan, I'm with D's. So, Trump never got any actual celebrities to come to his rallies, but he found other ways to entertain his crowds, like this moment from today where he spotted someone with a Trump Halloween costume.
Look at this mask. Look at this mask. Oh, wow. Wow, that's beautiful.
He looks like a Scooby-Doo villain who's so self-centered, he used a mask of his own face. And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for you meddling Hispanics. They send their meddlers. Mexico is sending their pesky meddlers. But those weren't the only moments that gave us insight into how Trump operates this weekend. There was also a very unflattering portrait of Trump's final days on the trail, and the New York Times, which revealed that in order to keep Trump on message, aides to Trump have finally wrested away the Twitter account that he used to savage his rivals. They had to take away his Twitter account, an embarrassing revelation that gave President Obama the perfect opening to do what has clearly become one of his favorite hobbies this campaign season, burning Donald Trump.
Apparently, his campaign has taken away his Twitter. In the last 2 days, they had so little confidence in his self-control, they said, we're just going to take away your Twitter. Now, if somebody can't handle a Twitter account, they can't handle the nuclear code. If somebody starts tweeting at 3 a.m. because SNL made fun of you, then you can't handle the nuclear code.
That's the stand-up comedy Obama I was talking about. After his presidency is over, catch his new Netflix special, You Can't Handle the Nuclear Codes. Now, if you're in a decades-long feud with Rosie O'Donnell, you can't handle the nuclear codes. If you tell your deepest, darkest secrets to Billy Bush, you can't handle the nuclear codes. The Times story also revealed this disturbing anecdote about Trump. Despite losing his Twitter account, quote, Trump still privately muses about all the ways he will punish his enemies after Election Day, including a threat to fund a super PAC with vengeance as its core mission. He muses about vengeance. He's like a Bond villain, except instead of stroking a cat, he probably uses his own hair. Nonetheless, despite his tantrums about celebrities, Trump has managed, at least by his incredibly low standards, to stay on message. But that message was undercut on Sunday by the FBI's announcement that they had not found anything in the newly discovered Hillary emails. Immediately, the Trump campaign attacked the FBI for its decision to clear Hillary. For example, the Trump camp tried to claim that the FBI couldn't have possibly reviewed all 650,000 emails, which, as you may remember, were found on the laptop of former Congressman Anthony Weiner, as quickly as it did. Trump advisor General Michael Flynn tweeted, "Impossible. There are 691,200 seconds in 8 days. Director Comey has thoroughly reviewed 650,000 emails in 8 days, an email per second. Impossible." But actually, it is possible because they have computer software that lets them search through emails quickly. What did he think they were doing, printing out all of Anthony Weiner's emails and going through them one by one to make sure it was the same dick in every picture? Yeah, that's him. That's him. Whoa, 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 hold on, hold on. No, 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 that's him. It was just a shadow. So yesterday, the candidates delivered their closing arguments at competing rallies in swing states. And I think their choice of guests tells us a lot about where the race stands going into Election Day. Hillary was with Khazir Khan, the father of a soldier killed in Iraq who was attacked by Trump this summer after he challenged Trump over his proposed Muslim immigration ban. Khan delivered this message to Trump last night.
Donald Trump, would my son, Captain Humayun Khan, have a place in your America? Would Muslims have a place in your America? Would Latinos have a place in your America?
No.
Would African American have a place in your America, Donald Trump?
No.
Would anyone who isn't like you have a place in your America, Donald Trump?
No.
On Tuesday, we are going to prove America belongs to all of us.
Yeah. It was a powerful moment. Meanwhile, Trump was in Michigan with a special guest of his own who had this equally inspirational message.
I got your blue state right here, baby.
Mazel tov. Sorry, Molotov. This has been A Closer Look.
Want more Late Night with Seth Meyers? Be sure to follow the handle at Late Night Seth on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Tumblr. You can also watch full episodes of Late Night with Seth Meyers at LateNightSeth.com or on the NBC app. Thanks for listening.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.